Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned renewable energy companies. To address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under an unemployment of young African-American and African youth locally and nationally and throughout the diaspora. Also, to educate the African and African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio mediums such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you every week by the Positive Change BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you know you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. That's PositiveChangePC.com. You want to go over to our GoFundMe link, ladies and gentlemen, you can get more information about this initiative, which you are now listening to over the world wide web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard over iTunes, X, Facebook, and Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a climate crisis mode. The UN has just dropped a report stating that the U.S. has lost in the Office of Weather and Oceanic, where they track the cost of the now annual disasters costing the U.S. $15 billion for fiscal year 2023, and we still have another quarter of the year to go. We are now entering into the fall months. It is now heat advisories being put out in your nation's capital in the DMV area, where we have temperatures in the mid-90s, and it's supposed to hit the triple digits this week as we speak on this podcast. So all of those deniers and those folks who are talking about, oh, climate change isn't real, I hope that you have a job where you're out in the direct heat and maybe you have a job which you're having to do manual labor for a living. And then you will understand how the masses of the poor working class in this country feels in these temperatures as our politicians on Capitol Hill here in Washington, D.C., try to act as though climate change is not a real phenomenon. It is real, ladies and gentlemen. Now, our show today is going to focus on my state of Maryland, where I am a resident. And we're going to be drilling down, and we're going to be talking about some other issues. Also, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks and Solar, which I am currently the sitting president. We are a legal 501c3 organization. We recently received our letter of determination from IRS declaring us as a nonprofit organization, an entity. So anyone who's interested into making donations through the Positive Change website, we will be able to provide you with the EIN number where you'll be able to write that off on your taxes, because the National Association of Blacks and Solar and the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative are the sole backstoppers who underwrite the cost of bringing you this platform and this information every week. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you know if you join us on a regular basis, the call-in number for this show is 6668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. We want you to make a call today and come on in. You'll be in our green room, so remember to press 1 after dialing that call-in number, because we want to set you down and bring you on into our living room and set you down, and we can exchange information and conversation here on this platform of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been scuffling around trying to get some guests to be on the platform, and again, this week we don't have a scheduled guest, but I think we have, and we're going to look at Maryland's Community Solar Program. And we're going to do a deep dive into community solar as we begin to look at what is community solar. Community solar is a national program which is basically set up for individuals who don't own their own homes and they may live in apartment buildings. Okay? Now, are people who own their own homes, and because of whatever the reason, the shade or the they're living in a cul-de-sac where you have a housing association, a tenants association, not a tenant association, but a co-op association, and they won't allow people to put PV systems on their roof, but they want to buy what we would call green credits through suppliers in the market area, which is called the PJM market demographic area here in the state of Maryland, which we are located. Now, we want to focus on Bill 900. In April of 2023, the Maryland State Legislature passed Bill HB 908, creating the Community Solar Generation Systems Program and making it permanent, a successful 7-year community pilot program The law, which took effect on July 1, 2023, allows for unlimited community solar capacity through each project's capacity is limited to no more than 5 megawatts and requires that 40% of the project's output program through as 2023 only investor-owned utilities do. The pilot program will begin, which began in 2015 and was extended to 2019, brought enough solar capacity to support 90,000 Maryland consumers. Applications operated projects as a subscriber organizations, often too many groups, including solar developers, nonprofit homeowners association, commercial businesses, utilities, and retail electrical suppliers, and were overseen by the Maryland Public Service Commission. Capacity limits were allocated based on the 2015 peak demand and were divided between the utility service territories, BGE, Pepco, Delmar Power, and Potomac Edison. So this is how the state is carved up by this for the state, ladies and gentlemen. And they have built these large-scale solar power plants on the eastern shore of Maryland near Salisbury and Prince's Land, and they have over 100,000 acres of solar power plants that the utility companies have built. But there's still issues, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at this community solar program not being made available to Maryland residents in the form of initiatives. But we're going to now talk about that a little later, and we're going to look at the improvements to the pilot program. Passing of Bill BH-908, Maryland legislators enacted a permanent community solar program, which improves on 7 pilot programs in the following key ways. Capacity. While the pilot programs cap statewide capacity at 418 megawatts, the new bill allows unlimited capacity as of 2022. Maryland has at least 88 megawatts of community solar capacity in operation. Congestion development, HB 908 clarifies limitations on community solar projects built on adjacent parcels of land, allowing for continuous development of more than 5 megawatts in different difficult to build areas, including industrial zones, parking lots, farmlands, is also open for continuous development, allowing for scale solar farm projects. Equity about the 125 megawatts of pilot programs were set aside for LIM low to moderate income households. HB 908 updates the provision requiring that 40% of the project's output service low and moderate income subscribers. Now, in addition, the 2023 bill introduced consolidation billing and allows that low and moderate income eligible based or self-attested measures which reduce barriers to interest and increase ease for participation. Pushback at the county level. We want to see how the counties are pushing back on this. Ladies and gentlemen, but first we're going to take a slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We'll be right back as we continue to talk about community solar here in the state of Maryland, here on the airways of what is economic impact.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it?
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and I was just giving you some data and information concerning how the Community Solar Program and legislation HB 908. Now, we're going to begin to look at the pushback from the counties, from the county level. Expanding solar capacity has caused friction in the state and counties engaging in a power struggle with the Public Service Commission over decision making on large-scale solar projects, land use and zonings, especially in regards to solar projects built on farmlands. In July of 2023, for example, Carroll County issued a ban on community solar projects built on land zoned for agriculture hopes and preserving the county's identity as an agricultural community. Despite this pushback, Maryland fully flagged community solar programs as an encouraging sign for community solar growth in the state, and capacity is predicted to increase. For more on solar in Maryland, check out these resources. The Maryland Solar Pioneers offers blueprint of 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to delve into these different. Now, this particular article was done by Karen Wiseman, and she's with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, which is a organization here in Washington, D.C. that does an excellent job on reporting on renewable energy. Maryland Community Solar Projects, these projects, 22 and 23 kilowatts respectively, have delivered monetary clean energy benefits and allow funders to steadily earn back their investment on the project. And that's the key, ladies and gentlemen. Utility companies want to control the large-scale solar farms in the state. There is some private development going on. Where is the green economic development plan in the state of Maryland as it relates to the implementation of the Biden Inflation Reduction Act, where we have billions of dollars coming in the form of tax credits through this program to the state of Maryland. And we're going to touch up on that information and share that. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the disruption in our show. We don't even know when it came in because we knew we were on the airways and we were talking about various things and connecting the dots. So we'll have to listen to our show. We may retake this session, but we've come to the end of another of another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as an economic blueprint and self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African and African-American owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through radio media such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And remember, this show is also brought to you every week, ladies and gentlemen, by the BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative and the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And as we say every week, we don't want you to meet us here. We want you to meet us back here as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Come here, Danny. Come here.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it?